Welcome, and thanks for joining me for my monthly podcast. This is Dale Klein, owner, Profitable Speech, A Sound Investment. My business is ensuring you sound your best. You're listening to Business Wake Up Call. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know I discussed staying top of mind. Specifically, I reviewed the meaning of top of mind, an explanation of how being top of mind adds professional value, as well as four specific ways you can create top of mind. Now that 30 days have elapsed, I hope you've been implementing those guidelines and finding them valuable. Have you ever had the experience of not clicking with another person? How about when a client is dissatisfied with either you or your work? Maybe you haven't encountered this, but it's certainly a possibility. As unpleasant as this is, especially in the business world, it clearly tells us critical information. What we do with this information is, of course, up to us. However you opt to handle it, this tells us it's time to take action. As you listen to this podcast, ask yourself, does this describe you? Someone who works for you, or maybe someone you know? If so, you'll want to listen to this podcast more than once and share it with a person or other people who'll also benefit. My focus will be on answering the following three questions. Number one, what is meant by a wake-up call? Number two, why is a business wake-up call so valuable to us? And finally, how can you improve from your business wake-up call? So let's start by answering the first question, which is, what is meant by a wake-up call? In the literal sense, some of us may have requested the service of a wake-up call when we've stayed at a hotel and didn't want to risk oversleeping. However, in the figurative sense, a wake-up call, according to Merriam-Webster, serves to alert us to a problem or a potential danger. It is this latter definition on which I plan to focus this podcast. That leads us to the second question, which is, why is a business wake-up call so valuable to us? If you're pondering this question, you're already on the right track. Let's say that a client neglects to respond to your messages, or complains about you and your business, or maybe demands a refund. Each of these situations is a form of communication and therefore deserves some level of exploration and follow-up by you. Even if you've never encountered what I've just described, it's certainly possible that you could experience this, and you certainly don't want to be caught off guard. The best strategy is not taking it as a personal assault, as tempting as this may be. Instead, be curious enough to discover what's truly behind the behavior. Of course, reality is that you may not get a straight answer. However, the client is sending you a wake-up call, so it behooves you to pay close attention. No matter how much experience we have in our respective industries, we can never know everything. Therefore, we're bound to make mistakes. What counts in the long run is learning from our mistakes. This means that even a wake-up call is a valuable opportunity to learn. Makes sense, right? That brings us to the third and final question. How can you improve from your business wake-up call? Let's review several options, and remember to feel free to add your own processes if you have something you've tried and you find that it serves you well. Number one, if possible, schedule a face-to-face meeting to uncover the other person's perspective. This shows you value their time and you want to make this a priority. Number two, if this option isn't acceptable to your client, well then, aim for a scheduled phone call to discuss concerns. Although you can't see the other person, it's still somewhat personal. Here, the emphasis is on the human voice, so be sure that you focus on that. Number three, if you're able to either meet in person or speak by phone, definitely ask open-ended questions, and then use active listening to ensure you fully understand what's been shared with you. You definitely want to get it right. Number 4, if the situation is salvageable, and I certainly hope that that's the case, then offer solutions to which you feel you can commit and which also satisfy the client. Very important point there. Number 5, always follow up in writing, either after a meeting or a phone call. It doesn't matter. Writing is very important. The goal is to accurately restate what has been mutually agreed upon. Number 6, review your documents, your procedures, and your policies, making modifications as needed. Number 7, check your notes. Determine if they thoroughly capture what has transpired in the past. Consider modifying your note-taking for the future, if necessary, by including details you may have previously overlooked. And finally, number 8, please consult with a business attorney to get expert counsel on any changes you may indeed make. In closing, focusing on your business wake-up call will always serve you well when it comes to creating your standout factor. Ignoring or becoming defensive is clearly not in your best interests, so don't even go there. Use this podcast as a starting point by figuring out what works well for you and your particular situation, since the details absolutely matter. If after hearing this podcast, maybe you find you have questions about your communication or perhaps someone who works for you, you're always welcome to contact me for guidance. Consider me your communication GPS. Until next month, I wish you profitable speech.